to know is really general care. What can you, like, what really do we offer? Basically, that's what most people want to know.
Yeah.
What can we offer them? No matter what, somebody that has come out post-op to the dementia sinus client.
So what can we offer them?
What can we offer? We can offer them to stay in their own homes, you know, give them the care that they need. Again, I'd always say the companionship end, the stimulation for them, you know, keep them comfortable, all that kind of stuff. That is basically it, you know. And again, the main thing is that they have the same people looking after them. No matter where you go, that's what they want, because they're building up a relationship and a trust thing.
You know,
and that is the main thing here.
Mm.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah, just to record a little bit on, say, for example, post-op care.
Mm.
An example of that. So who's that person with post-op care? Whether you're talking about new from past clients with post-op care patients. Like, what do we do for them? Do you know, just an example, the human
element. But even like somebody coming out that's had, say, their varicose veins done, and they can't really do too much walking about, they can't even put on their elastic stockings, say. And our care will go in, it might be only for 4 weeks, and they go in the morning, help to shower, and then help put on their stockings, and that person then is set up for the day, they're happy and they're content. Do you know what I mean? Mm. So I think that's, you know, crucial. Those type of things.
Okay. Yeah, great.
Is that
even with cancer, like cancer patients coming home, I mean, they are really, really vulnerable. So when carers go in to look after people like that, they can look after, again, say, from early morning, getting them organized, set up. They could have a colostomy, they could have catheters in situ. They can, you know, build up their confidence and in helping themselves to, you know, help themselves with these, even though they have a public health nurse come in every day to check, say a colostomy bag. But they're in the background then doing all the other, you know, duties and services that person may need. So I think all that's, you know, for the client is so important, really, to give them that confidence to go forward. Definitely. You know, definitely there. At the dementia, Alzheimer's clients, really, it's best that they would be at home in their own surroundings with all the little bits and pieces, their photographs that they love to look at. And don't forget that when people have dementia, they actually, their short-term memory is not good, but their long-term memory, they can remember going back to their childhood. So, you know, we would obviously get the profile of that person and, you know, we would know all about them. And then our carers then would bring out, you know, stimulate them on reminiscing, even reading like their card, they'd have birthday cards there, you know, let them walk around the house. They love to have their handbag with them, and a lot of people open their handbag and they take it, all the little bits and pieces, and they love doing that. So I think for people to be aware of that, the thinking of the dementia, Alzheimer's client, really. You know, and also when you even take them out for a walk, might only even go down the road, and you know, you mention a tree and they'd look at it. I mean, all of that is so important for them. And a touch is sometimes is very important for these people as well, that they're touching things and feeling things, because it just brings back all those memories to them.
That's great.
I'm